Kimura joins us on the program. Prince, I appreciate the time. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, thank you for coming on today, and I know a big thank you from everybody here on the Western Slope to come to Grand Junction, actually to Fruita, and also to Montrose for the Night of Champions. Let's start out a little bit, Prince, with, I know you're someone that's deeply invested in your faith, and this is something that speaks right to you as an athlete, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Sorry, was that a question? Can you repeat
it? It was just a question about your faith and about the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and about your involvement with FCA.
Yeah, so, I mean, just a real quick snippet about, like, my story with FCA is that I was playing high school football, and my freshman football coach said, hey, you should go to FCA meeting or whatever on a Thursday, and I didn't know what it was, and all I heard was that there's going to be Tropicana orange juice and Krispy Kreme donuts, and so that was...
You were sold.
yeah, exactly. That was a dream breakfast for me in high school.
Fun food and fellowship.
exactly. And so I went there and went there. I don't remember hearing anything about the gospel or Jesus. It wasn't until FCA here in Arizona has like a big camp in the summer, and I end up going to there. And even going to there, I thought I was just going to showcase my talent. I heard there's going to be college coaches there, so I thought I was going to get a scholarship. And so when I got there, my world was really rocked because it was just a different atmosphere. We had little huddles where we were reading the word and talking about the word. And so this was all new to me. And so the final night, the speaker talks about something called the gospel and that it's the good news. And he basically just talks about like how Christ lived, he died and then that he rose again. And that so whoever believes in him will spend eternity with him forever. And so I grew up with like a performance-based mindset, thinking I could earn myself to heaven. So this was a huge weight off of me. And yeah, I ended up getting saved that night. So I tell everyone that FCA didn't save me, but God used FCA as a vessel to get me saved. So I'm a product of FCA, so I'm grateful for them.
Prince Amakamura joining us today. He'll be one of the speakers of the upcoming Night of Champions here on the Western Slope. He joins us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. You had a great career at Nebraska. You end up going to the Giants, and not a bad deal. As a rookie, you get a chance to play in a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl against the Patriots. Take us back to what that was like playing with the Giants, and you probably thought, man, every year we're going to go to the Super Bowl and win it. Well, at least your rookie year, you got that chance to go there and be part of upsetting the Patriots in that Super Bowl victory.
Yeah, that whole rookie year was quite it was volatile. It was very up and down for me. When I first signed, I broke my foot the first day, and then never broke a bone in my body, and so I was kind of down on myself. And plus, that was like the year, like social media was just starting to come alive, and so I was getting, you could say, attacked by like fans on Twitter saying, "Oh, we got damaged goods. Why did we draft you?" and stuff like that. So I was dealing with that a little bit, and then, but then 10 weeks later, I play my first game. I get an interception, and so I'm feeling good about myself, and then. Then I have a bad game after that. So it goes up and down. I end up getting benched. And then I pick my head up, and we're in the Super Bowl. We end up in the Super Bowl. And then the guy in front of me ends up cramping or something. So I end up starting the whole second half. And so I remember getting on the field and just locking eyes with Tom Brady. And so... it's almost like a starstruck moment, like, oh my goodness, like, this is the guy. Like, it's almost like Tom Brady's like the Michael Jordan of football. So it's almost like walking on the field and then, like, just seeing somebody you've seen dominate the game, like all your lifetime. And so,
because he's old.
But also he's dominant. And so usually there's like a thing, like anytime a rookie comes on the field, the veteran knows to attack the rookie just to see what the rookie has in his tank, just to see like what he's got. So I knew that as soon as I got on the field to Tom, it was like blood in the water, and he was a shark. So I had to be on my P's and Q's, and he didn't throw at me once, which I was very surprised. And so the score was 21-17, and they had the ball left. It was 3 seconds left. They were like on like the 40-yard, on like the 40 or 50 going in. So it's the last play, so it's a Hail Mary. And then so Tom just drops back and throws it up. I swear it seemed like the ball was in the air for like 20 seconds. And then it dropped. Gronkowski almost caught it, but our safety hit him, and we won. And, yeah, I thought it was going to be like that every year, but I didn't go. That was 2011. I won a Super Bowl. I didn't go to the playoffs again until 2018. So, yeah, it's not like that every year.
No doubt. Yeah, Prince Amakamura joining us today. He'll speak at the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, United Champions. So, Prince, where are you right now in terms of kind of between teams at this point in time? And I think a lot of us thought your old D.C., Vic Fangio, Broncos head coach, that he has Bryce Callahan, guy that you know from your days with the Chicago Bears there. Kyle Fuller's now there. Any chance we might see, kind of like Peaches and Herb reunited, that you'll be with the Broncos in the secondary at some point?
Yeah, I mean, I would love that. I enjoyed playing under Vic and Ed Donatell. I had my best year as a football player playing under them when I was in Chicago. So I've spoken to Vic. So I'm sure something could come out of that. But I'm in Arizona right now, just training and hanging with the family. So right now, just waiting a little bit.
Well, we'd love to see you in the orange and blue of the Broncos. Hopefully that will be the case at some point in time. Hey, Prince, I appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on today, and thanks for coming to the Western Slope here very, very soon to speak at the Night of Champions.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Prince
Amakamura.
Talk to you soon,
Prince.
Nebraska great. Our good friend Ron Peter.